What is going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Guys Who Think They Know Ball. I'm your host, Leland Harrelson, here with my co-host, Davis Troutman. And we have a very special episode this week. We would like to welcome our special guest, Barry Smith. Barry, what's going on, man?
Yes, sir. What's going on, guys? Hey, I'm here to prove that I do know ball, so let's get
Yes,
started.
sir. We're just a few guys who think that we know ball, but I can say this from personal experience. Barry definitely is a guy that does
Nose
know
ball.
ball. Like, I mean, for sure.
I
He's a
appreciate
he's
that,
grown up
man.
a Jags fan. He's been a true fan his whole life, ups and downs, definitely on the up this year. So we're excited. We've got week six of the NFL coming up, but we want to go over week five today. On Thursday, on our Thursday episode, we'll go through all of what's coming up on week six, but we're going to go through every game of week five, what it means around the league. But because we have Barry here today, we want to go ahead and start with the Chiefs Jags. So
Got
Barry,
to.
my starting question for you and Trout, it might differ from what you say. To start it off, I've seen it in the headlines. Is it safe to say that the Jags are contenders this year?
So I wouldn't go that far off. We're not contenders by any means. We still got a lot to prove. I think for the most part, I'm just happy to be winning, man. For most of my life, I've been seeing us lose, seeing us just not be very competitive at all, man. So us finally looking like a competent franchise, we've got, it seems like, the right people in place, right? We rehauled our whole front office this offseason, brand new coaching staff, and I think we might have finally struck gold. So that's pretty much the big thing for me. I don't think we're contenders yet. We still got a lot to prove, but it's been a great start.
Have you been shocked that the defense being able to hold up in some of these close games?
So actually, I haven't been surprised because a year before last, we brought in Ryan Nielsen, the DC from Atlanta. He had like a crazy great year in Atlanta, and then we brought him in thinking he was gonna, fix our defense. But at the same time, we've always had talented players, right? We've been drafted in the top 10 for the past however many years. We've got the first
Wow.
round picks, we've got the talent, and I think the difference in this regime is they went out and they didn't make any splashy moves in the offseason, right? They made moves that fit the defense, that fit what we needed. And I think that's, you're finally seeing some of those first round picks pay off, like Devin Lloyd. They're finally in the right scheme. Trayvon Walker, he's finally starting to play well. He didn't play on Monday, but guys like that, right? They're starting to really come into their own. And all we needed was the supplementary pieces that we do have now. So I think I'm not too surprised at how good the defense has been playing. They're still giving up a lot of yards, but the turnovers, I mean, we had like what, four last year? So we knew that was gonna have to come up a little bit. So it's just been really fun to watch. Trout, what do you
Thoughts?
think?
I mean, when we saw that one drive that ended up in the pick six with Lloyd, Barry sent in our fantasy football group chat,
Oh
this is
yeah.
a bend but don't break defense. And to what, like you said, they've given up 27th or the sixth most yards in the NFL, but they are eighth in the NFL in the fewest opposing points per game. They really have
That's
been bend don't
crazy.
break. And that's because they've got 14 takeaways, the most in the NFL by four, averaging three a game. And then, as we saw later in that drive, after Barry said that, we saw the pick six by Devin Lloyd, who is also the individual interception
I
leader
think it
with
also
four.
all that shows that comes out in coaching too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's preparation, that's mentality. Barry, have you been? I do want to talk about this. I mean, let's talk about the game specifically. Like, on the offensive side of the ball, you guys lose, you lose Strange early. He's been a guy that's been producing. ETN, guys, he looks everybody hated on him.
Oh, yeah.
I think that if you like went fast forwarded to now, we were everyone thought he was getting traded. Okay, Tank is out. Trevor's bawling. I mean, who are the guys that you think have really stepped up and made a difference for the Jags?
Yeah, man. I think for us, I think the guys who have really stepped up and made a difference are all on the O-line, right? We've had one of
Gotcha.
the worst O-lines in football last year, and just to see, I mean, and we brought in a new offensive line coach, so he's really the real MVP of our team this year. We're first in the least pressure allowed to quarterbacks this
Oh,
year. I think
wow.
it's 11%. So we were bottom two last year. I think the whole O-line, I mean, we brought back four out of our five starters, right? It's the same group. So
Wow,
seeing
that
those
is
guys take
crazy
that leap,
to flip like
seeing those
that.
guys take that leap, it has been really cool. And I think that's why you're seeing the results we are. You're seeing ETN get space because he's not really a traditional between the tackles runner, right? He's not going to, you know, run the ball up the gut 20 times a game and be a King Henry for the most part. He's a guy who needs, you know, to have some space. And the O-line clearing those lanes for him, that's really been the reason he's been having the season he's been having. So, yeah, to answer your question, man, it's definitely been the O-line. I think that's the biggest piece of our team right now.
Yeah, they look good. They're buying time for Trevor.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just talk about this just briefly, and then I do want to talk about the Chiefs for a second. Are you concerned at all with the Brian Thomas slow start, Barry? I mean,
I'm not.
Tell us about that.
Brian Thomas Jr., man, he's a guy who was never a really good practice player, right? So when we drafted him last year, I'm pretty sure he had the worst training camp out of all of our receivers. He's a guy that you got to get him into a rhythm, right? He's a guy that has to get some confidence. And I think last game, the game against Houston and the game against San Fran, you're seeing him get better every single week. He's starting to gain that confidence back. I know we just had a big loss with Kyron Lacy and, you know, all that stuff coming out. So I know that's been weighing heavy on him as well. But I think you just got to keep giving him the ball. You got to keep giving him the opportunity because what's lost in translation a lot of times is, oh, yeah, he's dropping the ball. He's just not playing well. He's not putting up the big stats like he was last year. But he's always open.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
He's always getting open. And that's the big thing for me is like, okay, you might not be catching the ball right now. Your confidence might be low right now, but I see you still getting open, right? You're still being put in positions to win us football games. And that's the main thing for me.
The catch came out big at the end too, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, you see the talent on display every week. He's got it. He's just got to lock it all in mentally, and I think that's going to come soon. The big games are going to start rolling in for him.
Well, 4-1 is a super impressive start. You guys are cruising, tied at first in the division. Colts look good, but let's talk Chiefs for a second, guys. 2-3. Travis and I talked about on early episodes, we were thinking that it was possible the Chiefs could be 1-4 at this point. I think it's huge for them to be 2-3. It would be a lot better if they were 3-2. I'm not overly concerned. Mahomes has looked so good. In the past, you know, the offense has been lacking. It's never necessarily Pat. I think Rashi is only going to miss one more week. I think as soon as they plug him in, I think we get what we fully expect.
Yeah, it's going to look like a Chiefs offense finally.
Oh, yeah. And I think they look great on Monday, right?
Yeah, they did.
Worthy making plays. Breshard Smith starting to come on a little bit. I think when they fully get him integrated, he's going to be a big piece of that team.
Well, Kelsey, they're going to have to figure that out.
Yeah, and they will. And I mean, it's an Andy Reid coach team, right?
Yeah.
I'll never doubt an Andy Reid coach team. And at the end of the day, they got the GOAT, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're going to figure it out. Their schedule is super easy after they get through this Lions game. And they got maybe the Bills left. And after that, it's a cupcake walk. So I think they'll be completely fine. And we'll be seeing them playing playoff football like every other year.
Probably feel the same way.
Yeah. I mean, they're the Chiefs. They're too good. I don't think the playoffs were ever in question. Even with the rough start, we said the same thing. Like they're the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So they'll be there. They'll get right. They'll get healthy. Everyone back. And that team, Mahomes, only gets better as it gets deeper and deeper into the fall and then the winter. So I mean, it's the Chiefs.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Barry, any further comments on the game?
Hey, man, just watch out for them Jags, man. We coming to the AFC South. I hope that we get flexed for that Colts game at the end of the year. It's week 18. I think that'll be the deciding game for the division. So just keep us on your radar the whole year.
Right now, what would you say probability that y'all win the division?
I put it at 60%. I think we have a better team than the Colts. I think we're a better coach than the Colts.
I think so, too, probably.
But the Colts have – they're gritty, man. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, nobody would have thought Daniel Jones would have been able to play this well.
I
think they're well coached. And I think that, you know, behind that offensive line, they can do a lot of good things.
Yeah, they definitely can. All right. It's a good analysis. All right. Now we'll run through the full slate here, guys. So we're going to go all the way back to Thursday. We've got, man, this was a complete shocker. 49ers, Rams, Mac Jones just gets it done. Which, I mean, Barry, you might have seen it coming. You have been able to watch him play a lot more ball than we have. I've only seen the bad stuff mainly, but dude, there's a few questions coming out there. Hey, is Purdy actually all that, or is Shanahan, is he actually just insane? Is his system just perfect?
I mean, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, I mean, Mac, man. So a lot of people don't know this, but Mac is from Jacksonville, right? So I saw him play in high school. Like I keep up with Jacksonville High School football. So I knew he, he's a good QB. He's a guy who's got really good processing skills, and I mean, he's not the greatest athlete. I think that's what's been holding him back so far in the league. But he can process the game, right? And he'll make you a couple accurate throws a game. And in a Kyle Shanahan system, I think that's all you really need is that processing ability and just be able to make the layups, right? Hit the easy throws and keep the offense on schedule. And I think that's exactly what he's doing right now. And I think that's really what's expected out of Purdy. That's why Shanahan likes him so much. I think that's why they went and got Mac Jones in the offseason, because they knew that he can, keep this offense on schedule and not really miss a beat if Purdy were to get hurt.
And they're down, obviously, Ayuk, they're down Pearsall, they were down Juwan Jennings that game. And so Mac
They're still
Jones,
down George.
yep, and Kittle, to throw for 342 yards in a game where McCaffrey has 8 catches. Outside of that, you have 10 receptions for 142 from Kendrick Bourne, who's a good player.
That was
He
crazy.
looked great.
Great play.
But and then Jake Tongus, seven catches. No one else over three. And so to do that with, a group of skill players that outside of CMC aren't the guys you
Dude,
think you're going out and winning a
it,
game
it's also a good
with a
defense.
backup
It's
quarterback
not a
against
bad
the
defense
Rams.
at
Yeah.
all.
Shanahan
Dude,
is
McVay looks so
an
mad
insane
though.
coach.
He looked so mad in the second quarter. Like, as he realized, I mean, I think after that first drive, Barry, you texted us and you were like, wow, that was just way too easy. And it looked way too easy the whole game. I mean, I mean, they panned over to him literally after that first drive. He was so mad, and he stayed mad because the 49ers just set the tone and they just didn't give it back.
That
And I think
fumble, they almost did.
I know that Shanahan has McVay's number. I think they're like 7-3 in the
I
Shanahan
didn't
era
realize
against
that.
McVay.
Wow.
So I know McVay was he was a little hurt that even with the backup quarterback, he could still kind of dominate him.
And they're also probably so mad because there's so many Niners fans in their stadium. Do you guys see those clips?
Yeah.
I
Oh,
mean, when they were on third down, it looked like they were at an away game. Super loud. Dude, what a win for the Niners, man. I mean, especially to bounce back, right? Because they had just lost one to y'all, Barry, I
yeah, they just
think.
lost to us. And that was probably my second favorite win of the year. I mean, beating Houston's great, but going on the road, because we play terrible on the West Coast. I don't know about the Panthers, but whenever we go out west, we never can get it done. So
Barry, we
to be able
always
to
lose
beat that
away.
good team,
It
yeah.
doesn't matter. We just lose every game away. Guys, let's talk about the Rams for a second, though. Tay was not involved. I think that if looking back, that's one of the reasons I didn't have as much success in the first half. I still think he's got it completely. I think that he's, we've talked about, Trevor, you talked about he's one of the most targeted receivers in the red zone. They didn't really do that, but I think that they have to find a way to get him the ball and not just Puka. I mean, hands down, Puka is absolutely amazing, but I think they got to get Tay the ball in between the 20s a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I will say is, I mean, I've said it before. It's like Devontae, he had 11 targets still in that game.
Oh,
He had
shit.
five receptions. And so that's been a thing, I feel like, all season where he's been getting a ton of targets, but they've not been real, like,
High value.
high value, high probability completions. Stafford just has still, I feel like I've said it like 3 weeks in a row, still had trouble kind of getting it to him a lot of the time. And that's something you don't expect. I don't know. I haven't really looked at like the separation or things like that. I mean, he's one of the best route runners that we've ever seen. But it's been a lot of contested stuff with him,
Yeah.
which has been weird.
Barry, what do you think about these running backs, man? Kyren, he lets him down. Look, but we thought for a second that Blake Corum was going to get more action. He looked like he was. He has that super costly turnover in the first quarter, I think. Or it was first or second. He just drops the ball on a pitch. Can't do that. And then, Kyren, he had a good game, but then, I mean, he completely lost the game. I mean, what do you think? Do you think that they keep rocking with Kyren? We've had the take before that we don't think he's necessarily a super talented back. We think he's a good back. Like, he's a good back to get volume, but as far as like a really skilled back, I think there is a chance he could be holding them back a little bit, but I don't know if Quorum's the solution there.
I think so. I think to be a running back in that Rams system, I mean, is probably the easiest job in football or close to it. I mean, you could put any running back in that system, Daryl Henderson a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
And they'll be able to produce. And that's why I was so surprised when they paid him.
Right.
Because you
Yeah.
just drafted Corum with the third round. I mean, you can find another Kyren Williams out there in the draft. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if we start seeing Corum get some more work. The fumble definitely hurt his case, but you got to go back to your studs, right? So
Yeah.
I think they'll rebound this week. Who do they play this week?
Let's see.
I'm not even sure.
The Rams have – they're in Baltimore.
Okay. Yeah, this is so, – and I think they're going to – the Ravens are probably going to be starting Tyler Huntley anyway. So
– Really?
Cooper Rush.
I actually think it might be Tyler Huntley.
Really?
I don't think they liked Rush this week. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that in a later episode, guys. But, yeah, the Ravens are definitely in trouble. Okay, that's enough of the 49ers-Rams. Look, that's a huge win for the division. I mean, to get that, that will probably play a role in, I mean, definitely in playoff seeding. I mean, that's a huge one. So to get that, for the Niners to get that on the road, that's super impressive. Okay, going over to the London games, Vikings-Browns. This was an early morning game. I was able to follow along and watch some of it. Dylan Gabriel gets his first start. Joe Flacco, he is out. He actually ended up getting traded after the game. He looked pretty good. They've got Fannin involved, and Njoku kind of woke up a little bit. Barry, I've talked about it. I kind of said that I don't think Njoku's in their long-term plans. I was surprised to see how much action he got. Definitely a bit of an uptick. Judkins, guys, he looks like a complete stud. But, you know, it's just – there's still just not enough firepower. Any offense right now that you've got – Jerry Jeudy is your one and Isaiah Bond is your two. Not hating on those players completely necessarily, but it's just not talented enough. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, Gabriel did look good for debut. He kind of struggled throwing the ball, you know, down the field. He had no problem kind of hitting either the tight ends, checking it down a few times to Judkins or once to Judkins and a couple times to Jerome Ford. But Bond had 7 targets, 2 catches. Jeudy had 5 targets, 2 catches. So he did struggle kind of getting
it, any turnovers
getting out to those guys.
When he
didn't throw a pick.
Not.
No.
We like to see that out of rookies. I mean, keep hanging in a close game, not turning it over, controlling what you can. I think that's something that Rattler has done well, for example. Over with the Vikings, I mean, look, JJ misses another game. He's probably coming back after this bye. I don't know if you saw Barry. Wentz got banged up. He hurt his non-throwing shoulder. I don't know. What are your thoughts? You had texted me earlier today that you're not enamored with this Vikings offense, man. What do you think's going on here?
Yeah, man. I just don't think McCarthy's that good either, right? I don't think either of the quarterbacks they have right now are good. And that's a lot to say for a quarterback in a Kevin O'Connell offense. I don't think that they have the firepower to really compete in that division. I mean, you got the Lions, you've got the Bears. I don't see the Vikings winning many more games this year. And I know they got off to that great start in week 1, I believe it was, or whatever. McCarthy had that pretty great comeback. But, I mean, you saw for 3 quarters, he was not
good. It was bad, dude. It was really bad.
For sure. And I just don't – I mean, they have the best receiver in the world, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson. They've got Addison. They've got the weapons. I just don't think they have the right man under quarterback. And I don't know where they go from here. I mean, you just drafted him in the first round. He gets hurt year 1. You're trying to ease him back in now, and he's hurt again. I don't really know where the Vikings are going to go, but I don't see them being able to compete with,
you guys
with
think
the
he's,
Packers, the Lions, or the Bears.
You think he's actually hurt, or do you think they're looking at him and they were like, dude, we have to try Wentz, because they knew that they had to win some games. So this ankle sprain that we didn't see happen is an excuse.
I think he's hurt. I mean, it was reported that he just now is coming back to practice, entering the bye week. So it would be pretty bold of them to mess with his
career. I don't know. He wasn't actually hurt bad for a while there. I mean, so people have talked about it, though. This line is also really struggling to protect. I mean, and that's not going to – I mean, it's definitely not going to help McCarthy. Wentz, he's done fine. I think he might have 5 turnovers in the last 2 games, but they're not going to win games down the stretch with Wentz either. So McCarthy is either going to get – and my take is he's either going to get right or this team is not making the
I will
playoffs.
say his first two games, he didn't have Addison. Addison threw two games under Wentz, averaging like 78 or through seven quarters. If you
Yeah, he got
want to include the
suspended
fact
for
that he
one
wandered
quarter.
around London
Is that
and missed the
true?
first quarter, apparently. But season debut, 114 yards, followed that up with a 5 for 41 day where he was the focal point on that game-winning drive.
And
He had a
comes to
big
the
third down. They missed him. They went right back to him. He caught the game winner. So that is something like McCarthy is getting a very good weapon added to the mix when he comes back. Maybe that's the boost he needs, just a second really good target.
Yeah, that's true.
Could be.
Barry, how many games do you think the Browns win this year?
Cleveland, Cleveland, Cleveland. I don't see the Browns winning more than four games this year. I think they get a couple more divisional wins. They got that win against the Packers. I don't see them winning very much more than that. I don't think Gabriel's that good. I mean, their defense is definitely
They
talented. That
keep
could
them in
go a
every
long way.
game. Yep.
Yeah, the
It could
defense is
definitely
going
go a
to
long
keep
way.
them in games enough that they could knock off, you know,
A few.
a few.
They
I
beat
think so
the, I mean, they
too.
beat the Packers, so they can beat almost
I mean,
anyone.
yeah,
It's just.
they could. Their defense will keep them in games. I just don't see Dylan Gabriel being able to, you know, take them and win a game, right? Go like last minute drive, 2 minute drill. I don't see him being able to do that. I see him being a quarterback better fitted for, you know, just managing the game, play with a lead. But if they get down, it's probably good night.
Great. All right, guys. Now, this game wasn't necessarily interesting. We'll go over to the Texans Ravens. It finished 44 to 10. Texans win in a blowout. Ravens, obviously, without Lamar, that is a huge loss. They got the 1-4. I guess I was starting to think, dude, the Ravens, I mean, they're gonna miss the playoffs. Well, I guess that's not necessarily true because this division, Steelers are in first over the last 4 years. Every single year they start off hot, then they sell throughout the stretch. I also anticipate that that continues to happen this year. But Lamar, he's gonna miss another week. Derrick Henry, I can't tell y'all if he's actually slowing down or it's just the fact that the offense has not looked as good. But either way, you're pretty concerned and upset as a Ravens fan.
Yeah, I
And
mean, yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think the most concerning thing is that defense, right? I know they got a couple
Yeah,
of
it's
injuries
true.
on the ball, but even like when they were healthy, right, week one, week two, they were still getting gashed and they put a lot of money, they invested a lot of money into that side of the ball. So if I'm a Ravens fan, I'm looking at Harbaugh and I'm saying, I know you've got 18 years invested into this team, so we can't really move you, but what's going on, right? What are you doing wrong? Because this team is way too talented to be putting in the results they are on the field.
And they have gotten somewhat unlucky. I mean, it wasn't defense's fault, right? They blew it against the Bills. Derrick Henry fumbled on a potential game tying drive against the Lions, and then you lose Lamar. They were already going to lose to the Chiefs, but you know, you lose Lamar, and then he's out against the Texans. So it's been a really unfortunate start. They easily could be 3-2 with even without Lamar. But either way, I mean, it has not been good for them.
Offensively, there's really not much to take away from. I see Keaton Mitchell got his first action of the year. I got three carries. That was good to see. See if he can kind of be like he was before the injury. He looked great in preseason. Offense, that's really all I got from the Ravens. On defense, like you said, this defense is really the issue. They didn't have this, they weren't missing Lamar Jackson, and they gave up 23 for 27 for 244 and four touchdowns to CJ Stroud, who's been struggling. That's
Unacceptable.
not what you want to
And
do with a
we've
backup.
talked about the Texans, Barry. I mean, you'll have more of a take because you're in the division, but Trout and I have continued to say that we do not think that this is a talented team. We think this, we said it actually after week one, that we didn't think that they will make the playoffs just because, I mean, and I'll say it again, I swear I say it every episode. It's CJ Stroud, which right now he does look about average. You know, he's probably top 15, but we'll say that. They got Nico Collins, who got the worst offensive line. The defense is really good, but dude, this typically, other than apparently against the Ravens, they've really struggled offensively. They can't run the football. So look, I know that they get the dub this week. I'm still really concerned about them, though. I don't necessarily expect that to continue.
No.
Yeah, now if I'm a Houston fan, it all starts up front, right? That offensive line is probably the second worst in football, only better than the Bengals. And I think the defense is insanely talented, right? They got a really good defense over there, which will let the Browns keep them in games, but the offensive line is going to hold them back. And Stroud's not super mobile. I know he's been running a little bit more this year, but they can't run the football, like you said. They've got Nico Collins, but Stroud's got really no time to get the ball to him. There's not a lot of things to take away positively from that Houston offense. So I think I like you, I think they'll miss the playoffs, especially with how good the division is this year and stuff.
Which they'll just have to address in the offseason. I mean, maybe look, we it's CJ Stroud. He could turn it around. They'll be in the hunt throughout the year. And you know, they get up to 2 and 3. They will be in the hunt. I do expect though, I think the Jags, I think the Colts, they will separate, and then it just probably won't make sense from a wild card perspective. This was an interesting one, guys. Moving on. Giants, Saints. Giants, we talked about. Look, I mean, Dart has looked in his debut, Dart looked really good. Giants struggled a little bit this week with turnovers. Dart, I think he had one or
He
two.
had two.
He had two.
Scatabu had a fumbled
Scatabo,
loss.
he had one that he lost. You know, with this Giants team, when you lose one of the best receivers in the NFL, if they're going to win games, they can't lose the turnover battle against the Saints. You're just going to lose. So obviously it's disappointing for them. I think, and I don't necessarily blame him. I think Dayball's leash is growing shorter and shorter. But you know, from the Saints side, guys, I mean, I don't like him. I don't like the Saints, but congrats to Rattler. He's done well enough. Glad that he can get a win. He's definitely looked like a guy that can play in the NFL, shockingly enough. You know, but this is one of those games that it's like both of these teams are. I mean, it looks pretty bleak for both of these guys throughout the year. Not gonna lie. Any additional thoughts, guys? You care about this game at all?
I think this was the first game. I'm sure there's been one, maybe a blowout, or this is the first game that I've seen that was relatively close that the Saints won, that Kendre Miller
That's
outgunned
true.
Alvin Kamara, who's Kamara's been out to a pretty slow start. Kendre Miller, it's been a really slow start to his career, and he's had limited touches. He's still 11 touches this past week, so not a ton of volume. But I thought that was notable. Shaheed had his first big play of the season,
Yeah, he
87
did.
yard touchdown.
He was gonna hit eventually.
Taysom Hill, for any Taysom Hill fans, had his first kind of action out of injury, 19 yard completion. I don't think he had any, or he had 6 carries. Okay, you know, 6 carries, -1 yard. So maybe not what people were looking for, but.
It's gonna take him a while to get geared back up.
Yeah, for
Barry, any
sure.
thoughts on these two?
So real hot take here. I think if Shaheed played with one of the premier quarterbacks in the league, right, Burrow, Mahomes, Josh Allen, I think he'd be regarded as one of the better receivers in football. I think the way he's able to separate, he's an underrated route runner. I think you see it, it pops up from time to time. He's just wide open, and
Yeah,
it's because of
Trevor, you
his
told me that
speed,
earlier
right?
this week.
I think he is a phenomenal player. So I think the Saints have talent. The Saints really surprised me. I thought they were going to be, I picked them before the year to be the worst team in the league. And they've surprised me. Their defense hasn't taken too much of a step back. I mean, Rattler's still a quarterback, but Olave healthy, Shaheed. I mean, Kamara's been a little bit of a disappointment, but Kendre Miller's been a pleasant surprise for them as
I
well.
think
So.
Kamara has been a disappointment, though, Barry, because they have, unlike last year, been able to move the ball down the field a little bit. I mean, you
Oh, yeah, I
know,
agree.
Olave's healthy. I mean, exactly like what you're saying. I don't think they're probably going to trade him. Well, the rumors are stirring they're going to trade him. I actually don't know if they will. The Saints seem, look, I mean, they still got Cam Jordan. They still got, I think they want him to be, they won't trade him for like a fourth just to, I mean, they've done crazy stuff with trading picks. We've talked
Yeah.
about that. But I
I don't
maybe
see
they
that.
won't.
No.
Where do you guys think he gets traded to if he does get traded?
Dude, I mean, people have said rumors like Chiefs. I don't really think that makes sense. I mean, you were talking about Rashard Smith. He could be the guy that kind of fills into that role.
People want every running back to go to the Chiefs and now the
Commanders
Cardinals
or the
and yeah, the
Commanders.
Commanders for
Cardinals don't make sense.
Cardinals
They
don't.
they're not gonna make the playoffs.
Plus that. Kamara doesn't solve the issues they have with the run game. Like they can't run, period, right now. And it's
No.
not even the running back's fault right
No.
now. So you don't invest capital in someone that you can't even support.
Yeah. What would you say, Barry?
I'd say Dallas.
You don't believe in
Javonte is,
Javante?
I believe in Javonte wholeheartedly, but I think second year off the ACL, I mean, his health is going to be in question coming down the stretch into those, playoff nearing months. I think if you bring Kamara in onto that team, they take that next step on an already pretty explosive offense, and I think it's a match made in heaven. I
I
mean,
like that a
you can
lot.
get
Yeah,
him,
that is smart.
get him in the screen game with Dak. You've got CD and GP on the outside. You can't stack the box. I think that would be his best landing spot.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we'll see. I mean, we're getting there, y'all. That will come up next week, I think. Would next week be the deadline or my trip?
I think it's a little later.
Thought it was
I
week
think it's
six. Maybe week nine.
yeah.
Okay, then I don't know what I'm talking about. Ignore that.
We
We're
think we
just a
know
few
ball.
guys who think we
Yeah.
know ball. I don't necessarily claim to. All right, moving on. Broncos, Eagles. We've called this every week, it seems like. We have said that we think that the Eagles will mess around, that they will not pick up the pace enough. They won't move the ball down the field. They will get too slow. And guess what happened? They blew the lead. They lose to the Broncos. Broncos actually ended up winning 21 to 17. They actually went for two. And took the lead. And then, lo and behold, Jalen Hurts could not lead them on a game-winning drive. Barry, this is a team that, I mean, they're two star wide receivers. They're pissed off. They're not happy. Saquon hasn't looked exactly the same. I don't think that's a Saquon thing. I think it's an offense thing. If you're the Eagles, are you concerned? Do you think that this is something they need to address right now, or are you with, Sirianni, where he says all the right things, but you think that this is a strategy that's going to win it again for them this year?
Yeah, if I'm an Eagles fan, I'm very concerned. And the reason I'm concerned is this team won a lot of one score games last year, right?
Yeah.
This is just not going to continue this year. I mean, it has so far, but you've already seen against the Broncos, right? They're already starting to lose those games, and the law of averages are always going to win. So I think you're concerned there. You're also concerned because, I mean, the NFC East is a division that hasn't been won by the same team in like 20 years. So if
I
I'm
didn't realize
already knowing
that.
that coming in, I'm already knowing that, like, okay, we're fighting an uphill battle. Our quarterback's not looking great. Our offense isn't looking great. Our defense is definitely taking a step back from last year.
For sure.
I think that might be the Cowboys division once they get completely healthy. And if
Wow.
I'm an
Okay.
Eagles fan, I'm terrified of them.
Yeah. I mean, they have the offense to do it. If you get behind against Dallas and you're Philly, you're not getting back in that game. I mean, the Cowboys defense is terrible, Yeah,
but
they played them close
I
in the
mean,
first game of the season. They did
yeah,
play them
week one
close.
before that rain delay, I mean, the Cowboys, they were looking like they could have won that game, and then the rain
Yeah. Oh,
delay
yeah.
happened, obviously. But if I'm Philly, I hope Dallas doesn't get hot. I hope, their
And
defense can figure it out.
even if Dallas doesn't, I mean, it's not like the Commanders are bad. They were
Right.
good.
Yeah.
So, Trout, what do you think, man? You concerned about the Eagles?
I wouldn't say I'm as concerned about the Eagles. I don't know if it's hard to bet against a team that just won the Super Bowl and has almost all of the same pieces, but the concern level is definitely it's been up. We've talked about it for at least a few weeks. Them
They should
not
have
really
lost to the Rams.
looking that dynamic or explosive. They should have more than one loss. They're lucky to be 4-1. But not necessarily concerned. I don't know if that's the right word. Denver looked really good.
Yep.
That defense, Nick Bonito, they signed
Oh,
him to the
yeah.
extension in September, 4 years, 120, I think 70 guaranteed. A lot of people weren't really familiar with how good he was. And so far, he's got seven sacks, leading the NFL by, I think, two sacks through 5 weeks. He's leading the NFL in pressure rate. I think it's 23.6%. Just insane numbers. He's probably the DPOY if the season ends right now. So he's really paying it off and leading that defense. Him and
Benito is a
Surtain.
dog.
Yeah.
And Bo Nix, I mean, he has done just fine in his second year. He looks good. I will say, I'm hoping JK can remain healthy. I haven't been super impressed on, I know they invested high draft capital in RJ Harvey. I haven't been super impressed with how he's looked in his limited touches. But this overall, this is an offense that is strong. Sutton, he has stepped up completely, man. He looks like a he's a guy I have tended to hate on. I don't think he does one thing like he, I wouldn't call him elite or anything, but he has definitely stepped up. He is 100% a number one wide receiver in this
Oh yeah.
league.
He's a one for sure.
I mean, the only other thing I'll mention, slow start for Evan Ingram has been a shock to me. He got going a little bit this week. It is good to see. This was a pretty important one for the Broncos. We were starting to doubt them a little bit. Strong defense, but like I said, Bowers looks fine, but they just haven't been able to beat great teams yet, you know. But this is definitely a really strong and a must-needed win. I think they're one that I'd watch
All
to be
right,
able to come
boys.
up for
Popping over
sure.
to the Cowboys Jets. Cowboys get this one done 37-22. It was a blowout. Jets ended up closing it up a little bit. I think at one point it was like it might have been 37-6. They led by 27 at the highest, yeah.
So I mean, we had just talked about this. Cowboys, they make the move at the beginning of the year. Parsons is out. They are going all in. They, you know, in the offseason, they went and they got George. He looks like a stud. He has been able to hold the team together. Look, we saw this last year. CD goes down, and then what the heck are you doing on offense? Pickens is still a guy. Even he was shadowed by Sauce the entire game. He still is able to produce. He catches that 44-yard touchdown. But, you know, I mean, this is a team, dude, from an offensive perspective. I think that we've talked about defenses keeping guys in games. Man, this offense, I think, could keep them in the game against anybody.
Anybody. And I think in the offseason, my hot take from the offseason was that GP is, I think he's a better receiver than DeVonta Smith. I think he, the way he runs routes, the way he can just get open, and I think he's got some of the best hands in football. I think he has been a complete X factor for that team. And like you said, Leland, when CD went down last year, they had nobody to turn to. And now you've got another, really a one, right? He was a one in Pittsburgh. And I think now you're starting to see him having fun again playing the game. He's getting the ball and he's winning.
Dude,
So
and those whatever locker room cancer is gone. You
it's
know,
gone.
whatever, you know, I don't know if that was, I think he was probably unhappy with the scheme in Pittsburgh, but whatever his mental game issues were, that has not followed him to Dallas at all.
And to your point, last year when CD went down, defenses didn't have anyone that they had to key in on. They were able to lock everything down a lot easier. You got George Pickens that you still have to give the most attention to. Ryan Flournoy had six catches for 114. So the other side of the field is still opened up. Jake Ferguson's doing his thing. Kevontae Turpin's had games.
Ferguson's looked
So
amazing.
yeah, so CeeDee Lamb going down, if this was last year again, it would have been wraps on the season probably. But Pickens is keeping them alive.
For
And that
sure.
offense is looking insane no matter who's out there.
Well, it's opened it up for Jake Ferguson, who is, I mean, he's, we can admit, he's probably a top seven, maybe top five tight end. You know, as far as like receiving tight end goes. So he's been able to just fully come into his own this year. A true, well, from the stat sheet, looks like a real breakout for him.
Ferg's a good player, man.
Barry, you said you think, I mean, would you say that you would say this is like your favorite to win the division, or you think that they just have like an outside chance?
I'll say it, man. I think they're gonna win the division. I'll say it
Wow.
right now. I
I
think
like
we
it.
can come back. You can quote me on this at the end of the year. People are probably gonna call me crazy, but I think that Dallas is gonna win that division this year. I mean, going back to what I said before about nobody's won a division twice in a row in 20 years. I think the Eagles you're gonna start seeing some of that law of averages, right? They're gonna start losing some of those one score games, especially if they can't get the offense rolling, especially if they keep dealing with the drama. And I think you know, Dallas, they've got the vibes high right now. They've got Javonte revitalized. I think they should make another move for another running back, like I said earlier. But if you can get some defensive performances, and it's not even like the defense needs to be top 10, they just need to, you know, maybe be top 20, get some stops, enough to get let Dak and those boys, you know, put up 30 points and win the game every week. So I think that's my hot take. Dallas is going to win a division.
I honestly like that. I mean, for the Jets though, guys, look, they drop, they're 0-5. Season's over. It's already over. It was over from when it started. Fields, he looks like a playmaker. The biggest thing here, I mean, this defense has taken a step back even further. I mean, even when they were bad 2 years ago,
It was great.
the defense was great. The offense was just so bad. Now the offense is okay. The defense is not even really average. This is bad. Jets, it's not looking good. I mean, I doubt they might rock with Fields next year, maybe. The only bright side is that they're not
They're
wasting
competitive.
away. Yeah, they're competitive, but they're not wasting away like Garrett Wilson, who I think he's a top 10 wide receiver. So it's good to see him and Fields actually being productive enough that it's like, he's coming in, Garrett Wilson's able to actually come into his prime, that if they ever did turn it around, that's a guy that you truly can build around. So
Absolutely.
I mean that's like, to me, really the only positive.
I mean, Breece ran all over the Cowboys defense. That's not really a surprise given the previous games. He did have that fumble. I've seen some Jets fans pretty frustrated with him and the ball security. So that's some pros and cons there. Mason Taylor, I'd say, is probably the only real kind of
Breakout.
breakout or just like
Gotta watch.
shining guy from that game. 9 for 67. He looks like a really good rookie tight end, but I mean, they don't have a lot of good things going for them right now. And they're, 0-5 to show for it. So,
It's not good if you're a Jets fan. It's not good if you're a New York fan, period. Honestly.
no.
It's a tough start to the year. Okay. Game, we don't need to spend too much time on y'all. Raiders, Colts, Raiders 6, Colts 40. Colts improve to 4-1. Nobody would have seen that coming except us. Trout called that week one. He said Danny Dimes is going to break out and be a truly producing quarterback in this league. On the Raiders side, guys, I'll just mention it really quick. Geno looks terrible. I don't know if you guys have been able to watch these games, man. He looks so bad. It doesn't look like the Geno in Seattle at all. I've been just completely shocked.
Yeah, I think this little Pete Carroll experiment has failed horribly. I don't think he makes it to the next year. I think the game has passed him by, and I think they just need a complete reset over there in Vegas.
Reset, you think reset with Pete? You think that they move on from Geno?
I think they need to move on from Geno. They need to move on from Pete. They just need to clean house completely. And an organization run by Tom Brady, I felt like would, maybe know better. And maybe they do. Maybe this is just like maybe a bridge. Get another high draft pick and build that way, but they can't continue to go with Pete. I just don't think he's a great coach anymore.
Feel the same way, Trout.
Yeah.
Pete's toast.
Yeah. That's all there really is to say about that. I feel like that they need change.
They need change. They need it fast.
Yep. It's not
Uh,
gonna
it's
happen
not
this
going to
year.
happen.
Yeah.
I guess the only bright spot, Ginty has gotten it going a little bit. But I do anticipate that he's going to have to get it done some in the receiving game if he's going to have a really productive rookie season.
He got it going a little bit this
He
week. I
did.
mean,
Oh, yeah.
prior to them being
5 for 42
down as much as
receiving.
they were, but it was good to see him get more involved there.
I mean, enough said about this game, man. That was just tough. Colts continue to roll. They look good. I'll pop over to Charlotte. Barry, just so you know, Trout said week one that he anticipated, before Reek goes down, before anything, he said that he thinks that the Dolphins were the number one candidate to have the first overall pick. He picked them to be the worst team in the league. I've said this when we played the Falcons. I'm going to say it again, actually, with the Dolphins. I just do think that this game says even more about the Dolphins than it does the Panthers. I'll elaborate on that briefly. I mean, I feel bad for McDaniel, man, but he's going to be out. I think that somebody is going to get a super good offensive
Oh,
coordinator
yeah.
next cycle. I doubt that he gets a head coaching job just because, I mean, you look at it, right? I mean, the Dolphins are up 17-0. This team, to allow the Panthers to come back against you, that's brutal. That's a brutal loss. Tua hasn't looked good at all. I know you lose Tyreek, but it has to be better. Panther side of the ball. Look, Rico Dowdle, man, 234 total yards. He had the third most rushing yards in Carolina Panthers history. Get this, guys. So this is a fun stat for you. So the Panthers last season, after Jonathan Brooks gets hurt, actually it was before, but I think it was when, he started on the PUP. We weren't sure about his knee anyway. We extended Chuba. So right now, in this game on Sunday, Rico Dowdle had 9 forced missed tackles. And he had like 4 explosive, like tracked explosive runs. Chuba on the year, he has 0 forced missed tackles.
Really?
Now
Wow.
he's averaging 4 yards a carry, but his ability, to make guys miss. So I was telling some of my buddies this week, I think, we were talking about in the first half, it feels like the Panthers are done with Bryce. Like literally, it felt like, dude, the Bryce experiment is over. This offense is broken. We're losing 17-0 against the Dolphins at home. And then Rico gets going. That opens it up for Bryce. Bryce made a few big time throws. He obviously had his mistakes in the first half. But I think, for the Panthers to have a formula where they can get to 6 and or 7 wins, which is that's all the franchise needs. They need to get to 6 or 7 wins, and Bryce needs to be competent enough to keep growing. They have to run the ball. And so if Chuba is not going to be able to get it done and have these blow-up games, I think you're going to have to rock with. I think Rico deserves 60% of the touches. So there's my take,
Yeah.
boys. You guys
Yeah,
care about this game at all?
I mean, the one thing I will say, man, I thought it was over for young Bryce, man.
It
If
looked like
Tet doesn't
it.
catch that ball on fourth down, I
Yep.
think the Bryce Young era is probably over, right? And maybe it can be this can be like a springboard for him. I mean, now you have kind of an identity, right? You want to pound the ball on offense, take the ball out of Bryce's hands as much as possible, let him make the throws that we know he can make. We saw it at Bama. And we've seen it sometimes in the pros as well. So I think the Panthers have a promising rest of the season. Like you said, 7 wins is probably about where you kind of want to be as a Panthers fan. I think that's very attainable with the formula that they're rocking with right now, especially with the schedule.
Yeah. As far as the Dolphins, the only thing that I'm really looking forward to watching for the rest of this season is Darren Waller. He had 16 snaps his first game back. They had him on a snap count. They stayed true to it, even though he was going crazy in the first. I don't think he had a catch after about the 10-minute mark in the second quarter. But it's fun to watch him back. He was playing really, really well. So he might make them a little interesting, or I might watch a couple Dolphins games just to see what he does, but
He looks
I
good.
still think it's, well, the Jets might ruin my first pick thing, but I still
Dude, it's
think
going to be close. It's
that
literally, it may come down to those
they're
games.
in that category.
All right, enough about that. Let's go over. This was a fun game. These quarterbacks, I think that it was the first time. So we're going to go over to the Bucks Seahawks. Bucks end up winning this game 38 to 35. Super close game. I was actually surprised that the Bucks, with all their injuries on offense, we're able to put up. This is a pretty strong Seattle defense, especially in Seattle. I was surprised they were able to do as well as they did. I think it's one of the first times. I don't know the yardage chart for Baker and Darnold, but I know that both of them had above 80% completion.
Baker was 29 for
Wow.
33 for 379. Darnold was 28 for 34 for 341.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, man.
JSN and Egbuka both went well over 100 yards. Ohio State receivers
Both studs.
still doing it. Yep.
I mean, my take on both these teams, I feel really good about both of them. There were questions, can Darnold hang in Seattle? I think the answer is definitely yes. This offense
Sure.
is going to produce. Their shortcomings, their 2 losses, that's not necessarily on Sam. So I mean I do feel good about the Seahawks. The Bucks, look, they're gonna be, I don't know if it's right to say contenders, but they're gonna win the division, so they're gonna be there.
Yeah.
And with this offense, once you get Mike back, once you get Bucky back, they can probably beat anybody too.
100%. 100%. The Bucks are a sneaky team in the NFC as well with the Cowboys, man. I mean, their defense looks good. They've got Todd Bowles coaching up that side of the ball. And then Baker, man, I think he might be an MVP talks by the end of the year. So they just got to keep doing what they're doing. They're a very talented bunch. And I think, they could beat anybody, like you said, in the NFC.
Yeah, even though they lost, I would throw Seattle kind of into that same category as sneaky teams, probably like a tier below.
Division is tougher,
But
though.
yeah, so they don't have the as clear of the route, but that's a team that can play with the big dogs for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I think so. The one thing I would like a little more clarity on is that backfield. They just keep, I mean, I guess it's just a 50-50 at this point that we can look at. Sharp's gonna get the goal line. Kenneth is gonna get a lot of the work, then sub out.
It's annoying for fantasy, but it works well enough for them. So, yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I think K9 is way more talented than Charbonnet. And maybe they're trying to keep K9 fresh because he has had some injuries in the past. But I mean, it's just night and day, I feel like, when I watch them both come on the field. So I don't know. They got to figure that out for sure.
Let's pop over Titans cards. We don't need to spend much time on this. We've said it before. I mean, dude, the Cards, they dropped 2-3. The fact that they played the Saints, Panthers, and Titans, and they don't have 3 wins is just mind-blowing to me. This team's bad. My prediction is they will just completely clean house all coaching staff. Dude, they might fire their general manager. I mean, this has been a mismanaged team, in my opinion. To have McBride, we've talked about it, Trout. It's not the most talented offense. Obviously, you lose James Conner, you lose Trey Benson, but still, I mean, to drop one of the Titans, that's just completely
At home
unacceptable.
too. On the other side of the ball, Cam Ward got his first
Yeah,
win.
good for him.
You had talked, Leland had talked at least once about Calvin Ridley and expecting to see him get going a little bit. It looked like that connection started to get developed a little bit. 5 for 131. They found him for a, I think like a 50-yarder, connected on a comeback route. That was really nice. A little bit of chemistry that we're starting to see between the two of them. That's really my big takeaway, is seeing if they can get that going even more. He's too good of a receiver not to get going at some point. So it was good to see that.
Yeah, I
Absolutely.
mean, Barry, what do you think, man?
I mean,
Cards.
I think this game was the battle of the two worst coach teams in the league. I think Gannon is an awful head coach. I don't think
He's
he,
terrible. He's
I think,
terrible.
yeah, he's really bad. And I also think Brian Callahan was kind of a Burrow merchant, right? I think he got his head coaching job because of Joe Burrow, and you're seeing that now. I am scared of Cam Ward as a Jaguar fan. He's in the division. I think he could potentially be the best quarterback in the division in a couple of years, and
Whoa.
he's been making great throws. I mean, throughout this year, the team is poorly coached. The team's not very talented, but you see it every week. He's got those throws that it's just like, wow, man, like not many quarterbacks in the league can do that. So it's going to be fun to watch him grow. Arizona, I have no hope for them. I think they're really bad. And this is more of a Gannon hater sesh, but I don't like them at all.
Well, we talked about it too with Cam. The talent is lacking. They can't actually move the ball in the run game effectively. Ward's going to be able to make those throws. If they can continue to win games like this, they win 4 games and they are able to hang in, I think that you call it a somewhat successful season.
At this point, if
100%.
I'm a Titans fan, I'm not looking at the record at all. I'm looking at, does Cam Ward look better each week? And that was probably, even though the stat sheet isn't, it doesn't jump off the page, he definitely made a jump.
Let's slide Commanders Chargers. Dude, Chargers, it looked like Justin Herbert MVP looked like they're gonna win the AFC in the first 3 weeks. All of a sudden, this banged up offensive line, now they lose Omarion in the fourth quarter. They lose 27-10, man, against Jaden is back. It's his first game back. I don't know if you guys got to watch the game. I think one of the big changes that happened was, Ladd McConkey, he housed a punt. It gets called
Did see
back.
that.
If he does score that, the script's probably different. I'm not necessarily worried about the Chargers, but I mean, it's got to be some level of concern that they haven't been able to keep their foot on the gas.
I think it all goes back to the O-line, man. They already lost Rashad Slater before the year. I mean, this O-line is it's gets battered and bruised, and I think you're starting to see that over the past couple of weeks. It's like they can't protect, and that's really hindering the offense. Now you lose Omarion. I'm not high on any of their backup options, Kamani Vidal or Hassan
No,
Haskins. So
no.
I think it's going to have to be, Herbert kind of carrying the load. And if he doesn't have the time to do that, man, it's going to be rough on the stretch for him.
Yep. Well, one tip that might work for them is get the ball to Ladd McConkey a little bit more. That could help. Just an
Oh, he's
idea.
talented.
Dude, he's got to get the ball more. He's got to get the ball in open space. They need to be, they're going to have to lean on him in these next four games with Amari being out. He's not expected to miss more than four. But they've got a really late bye. Who knows? Keenan's older. If he drops, I mean, things might get a little scary over there. But they've got the receivers that they can hang in there even without a run game, but it won't be super easy.
In a game where they have to throw the ball a lot more and can't rely on that run, and with the O-line having less time, I wonder if we'll see a little bit less of Quentin Johnston.
Right.
And to your point, like Ladd McConkey could be kind of the short intermediate guy that does, if someone benefits from it, it probably would be Ladd. All right.
100%.
Bengals Lions. The Bengals looked like they were making a late game comeback. I'll just note briefly, their defense looked a little bit better. I know the Lions still put up 37. The Bengals are able to score 24. We don't need to talk about the Bengals too much because we'll have to talk about it next week with the Joe Flacco change, which I'm so thankful that they made. Jake Browning is absolutely terrible. I honestly think if you cut him right now, I don't think he gets signed on any team. Really holding this roster back. That being said, I don't know if Joe is gonna like super boost
No,
it,
I mean,
but
yeah, Browning was last in the NFL in like EPA per play or per dropback. They upgraded from last to second to last by getting Flacco. Flacco behind that O-line, he's probably the least mobile quarterback in the NFL. It feels like borderline elder abuse putting him in this situation,
yeah,
but
tough matchup against the
it'll be fun
Packers
to try to see him
especially.
sling it a little bit. If he beats the Packers this week, he'll be the first quarterback I saw in like since like 1962 to beat a team twice in a year on two different teams. So as a Packers fan, if that happens, I might not make next episode, but we'll see.
Guys, I got a Barry bomb for the episode, man.
What do we got, Barry?
The Jacksonville Jaguars have traded cornerback Tyson Campbell to Cleveland for cornerback Greg Newsome.
Wow.
Really?
I'm not too familiar with Newsome. I know that I was insanely annoyed with Tyson Campbell all year. We decided a long extension, and he was not delivering on that. So, if y'all got any insight on Greg Newsome for me, let me hear it.
I
Dude,
don't know too well. I know he's been he's
fine.
a I know he came in as a pretty talented, pretty highly touted player. He's been a little inconsistent in Cleveland. I think there was some frustration with him there too. So it could be, at the bare minimum, just a fresh spot for both guys. I think they're both like have the potential to be good corners with the right fit. But that is an interesting trade, corner for
You don't
corner.
normally see that.
Yeah.
Each team thinks they know something about the other guy that the other doesn't.
Or knows too much about the guy they have.
Yeah.
Could be. That's crazy.
That's the first ever news drop on the
Yeah,
show.
look at that. Look at that. Yeah, dude, guys, there's not much more to say. Lions are legit. They're big time contenders. Let's look for our last game of the week. I want to get y'all's thoughts on this. Drake May, man. 8.5 point underdogs on the road. They go and they upset the Bills 23-20. Josh Allen, man, he didn't look like he completely. It was one of those games where he was a little bit. He has those every once in a while. He was not the superstar that we're accustomed to seeing. I will say for the Bills, I think this game is like obviously we got to talk about the Pats, but I think you start to see in this game that the lack of offensive talent outside of James Cook, outside of Josh Allen, the pass catchers is just not really there. Keon Coleman, he was not able to step up against Gonzalez. They got the ball to Kincaid a lot. Shakir is going to be, your nice slot guy. He can handle five, six catches, but I think this was a game where that finally caught up to them.
Yeah, and I can't help myself but to just already talk about
Yeah,
Drake May.
let's hear it, Trout.
Drake May, he's looked like a top 10 quarterback this season. I think he is a top 10 quarterback already. I got some different stats that I found. Through five games this season, he's the third best second year quarterback in NFL history in EPA per play, expected points average added. Kurt Warner and Patrick Mahomes, the only two higher. He's number one in the NFL on throws 10 or more air yards. He's number one in the NFL on third down. He's number one in the NFL in adjusted completion percentage. He's the second quarterback ever to have a four game stretch of as many of over 200 passing yards, over 100 passer rating, and a 73% completion percentage. Tom Brady is the only other one. So Drake May, he's had a great start of the year. I think this is just who he is.
Yeah, Diggs,
Are
they
you
will step
taking?
up.
Are you going to take May over Jane Daniels?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Wow. We'll see. We'll see. I
Wow.
mean, that's kind
I
of
mean,
crazy.
maybe. I mean, they may not be that long of a take at the end of the year.
I think Drake May is in the next year. We're talking about him in the same conversation as Burrow and Herbert.
Wow. That's a
I'm high on him.
high take. That's a high take.
Yeah,
I
it's
think Drake's
high.
a great I think he's a good quarterback. I think we have to see it over a full season and into the
Right.
playoffs.
Yeah.
But I mean, I could definitely see him entering that tier, man. He's got the wheels, he's accurate, and he plays with a lot of moxie. And I think that's really all you need in New England. So it's big.
Diggs revenge game.
Yeah. 10 for 146, I think.
He looks good, man. Gives me hope about Malik Neighbors. I mean, Diggs is not even a full year removed from. I mean,
Okay.
how old is
Yeah.
Diggs? 32? ACL torn. He's already back. I mean, he looks better than he did even last year. So I think that the Pats are a team. You know, the Bills are going to still win the division. I think the Pats definitely can sneak into the wild card for sure.
It's gonna be a tough road. There's some teams that are very talented that are gonna underperform a little bit and might have to take up a couple of those wild card spots, but
But they might
eight,
not.
nine.
They still
Yeah.
might not. So I don't know. We'll have to see. Barry, any thoughts?
Think, man, that's a huge division win for the Pats, man. Big time win for a young team and a first, I mean, not a first time head coach, but first year head coach. I think that's going to really let the guys rally around both those guys. And I think it's going to propel them to a pretty good season, man. I think 10 wins is not out of the question for them at all. And if they get 10 wins, we're talking about, you know, fifth or sixth seed.
Yeah, it's true. So a lot to see there. We'll break down what we think will happen next week. Barry, we appreciate you having you on, man. It's been
Yeah,
a lot
man.
of
Thanks for
fun.
having me. Have me back sometime. It was
Yes,
great, man.
sir.
Had a
We
lot of fun.
will. We will. Guys, thanks for being here. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Guys Who Think They Know Ball. Peace.
Peace.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.